wonderful
Oh,
things.
I love this. This has been great fun. Can you tell me about your house in Venice?
We lived in a small house. There was 11 kids.
You were one of 11. Oh, that's wonderful.
Six girls and five boys.
You
And we lived in a three-room apartment
in the house.
in the house.
Was it made of, do you remember what material the house was made of?
Well, it was wood. What do you
Wood.
call it?
Clapboard.
Yeah, well, something like that.
I see. And three-room house.
Yeah, and we were privileged people because my daughter was friends with the landlady's daughter. We got their rent, but it was tough. There was 11 of us and mother and dad.
And six, you say you had six sisters?
Six of us and
How many
five little
older
boys.
sisters?
Than me.
Yes.
I'm just next to the youngest.
Next to the, of every, of all the children. What kind of work did your father do?
My father was a school teacher.
What
He wore the long coat and double-breasted and breast buttons here, and it's because of him that we got a little bit more than the rest of them did, I guess, because he was respected. And
Type of school did he teach in?
he taught high school. He taught high school, yeah.
That's wonderful.
So we had privilege. All our kids were school-minded because of him, I guess.
They all did have
Yeah.
education then.
Yeah, they're all educated people. But of course, now I don't hear from them. I don't know. My father passed on, and my mother, but I don't know where the rest of
They
them
didn't
are.
all come to the United States.
No, just one.
One other besides
Just
you.
one. She was at the wedding, and she met this boy, and this boy had his ship's card, which you call to come to this country. And he promised her faithfully he would send for her, that they're in love at first sight. Well, 6 years went by, she never heard from him. And one day, plop, she gets a letter from him. He was in Niagara Falls and watching the falls and thinking, and he remembers her, and he sent her a letter, and the next time he sent her money to come.
So he hadn't
No.
forgotten her. What were the languages spoken in your home?
Well, we spoke Russian most of the time.
Any other languages besides Russian?
Well, a little Yiddish here and there.
But
My
mostly
mother,
Russian,
yeah, mostly Russian.
even in the home. You said you had schooling. Tell me how, what type of schooling you had in Russia.
Well, I didn't get a chance to finish high school because my sister was lonely here, and I came here to live with her to keep her company,
But you had
which
gone to
I...
school that much that you had some high school in
Yeah, I had some high school.
you.
Yeah.
Tell me about your synagogue in
We didn't
Venezia.
go to any
You did not
synagogue.
belong?
No, my mother was a very pious woman, and my father was just the opposite.
Well, can you remember the synagogue in the community, though? You don't recall it at all. Can you tell me about your relations with the non-Jewish people of Venezia?
Yes, the flock of us going to school and meeting all sorts of people, girls and boys, and we always had Gentile people in the house. My brother was close friends with the doctor's son, and he lived in a beautiful home, and he was always in our house. We had no room or nothing, but just liked to hang around.
He found it a pleasant place to come to.
Yeah. Oh, he worshipped my brother, I remember that.
Well, did your father and mother also have friends among Gentiles?
Well, I'll tell you, they were too busy people. There was no time for
Did
friendship
your
and
mother work outside the home at all, or did she have
no, she was busy enough in the house.
11 children, yeah.
The only recreation she had a brother in a different city called Berdichev, and she used to go out occasionally. We'd make her go there for a couple of weeks to relax.
Did your father belong to any political organization?
No,
And none at all?
no,
The Zionists or anything?
no,
Nothing of that
nothing.
kind. recall the relationship of the government of your country with to the Jewish people?
Well, at that time, the Tsar was on the throne. Things weren't too good. I remember one time my oldest brother, I don't know if he's living today, he had many friends, and he got into a class, political. Mm-hmm. And he was arrested for no good reason at all. He came to the house, and he was arrested, and he was in jail for a while until the trial, and they proved him not guilty.
Oh, so he was.
But the woman that accused him, she recognized him by the ears and stuff like that. Was a lot of malarkey. I remember vaguely, but they let him go.
So he was not convicted?
No, he was released.
Do you recall other events during that period as far as the government was concerned?
Well, only what I heard about and what I read about.
But it didn't personally
affect us in any way.
Mm-hmm. So you had no personal experience?
No.
What did you think of America at that time? How did you
when
picture
it? When I was there, I hated it.
I didn't want to go.
I didn't want to, when you leave a house full of people and you're going to live with a sister and strange place, strange language, and everything strange.
So you had no desire, actually.
I had no desire at all. My mother said, you better go.
Because she needed you, someone from home.
She needed someone from home.
And that was why you left the country.
Little did I know, I'll never see my mother again.
So actually, you left Russia just more or less to keep your sister company. Was she married at that time?
She was married.
She was married before.
Yeah.
She lived in Niagara Falls in the
Niagara. No.
Oh.
We lived in East Pittsburgh.
You came directly.
He worked in Westinghouse.
Your brother-in-law.
My brother-in-law.
And that was why you came to Pittsburgh.
That's why. He was just on vacation in Niagara Falls.
Oh, I see. So you had a definite destination when you came, right to Pittsburgh.
Yeah. What a miserable trip, and what a miserable hello.
Well, tell me about that trip.
Well, in the first place, I traveled alone, and I was a child, and I was scared to death.
How old were you?
Well, I was 12 at the time.
And you did not travel with a group?
No, I was alone.
Did your father take you to Hamburg?
No, nobody took me anywhere except to the train in Vinnytsia.
Right.
And from then on, I was on my own.
And when you got to Hamburg, how did you get to
the ship? Well, that's a sort of a year. We waited there to get on the ship.
Mm-hmm.
And I was with another group of girls. And
how did you get together with this group of girls?
I didn't get to. We met.
On the train?
We were given quarters. Where we were to sleep, and there they were. They knew their way a little more than I did. They knew when it was lunchtime. I didn't. Nobody told me. So I went without lunch.
Mm-hmm.
But they were always around making the best of it and singing, and I was mostly by myself.
Mm-hmm.
My only consolation was that my folks wrote to me and I had letters.
Mm-hmm.
They used to come every day, every other day. And I was crying and wishing I was back.
So you really did not picture the United States as the land of milk and honey? Or
no.
Do you recall the ship that you traveled on?
I don't recall. I kept every item. My father-in-law was a Rex peddler. And one day he went down to clean up the cellar and he took all that with him.
Oh, so you don't have
and had my ticket ahead of, you know, my father's letters and everything.
Did anybody meet you?
It's the worst part of coming here.
Did you come to New York, by the way? Or?
I came to New York.
Yeah.
And there's a rule that somebody has to come for you and you have to have $75 to show before you come in. And somebody to vouch for you that they want you.
Mm-hmm.
and nobody came. I sent the wire from the ship to my sister, but she never came. I had an address in Pittsburgh. She lived in East Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. And I came to Pittsburgh to her sister-in-law, and I was to meet her there. And when I came, she wasn't there. And I got frightened. I didn't know a word of English.
How did you get it? How did you travel to Pittsburgh? From New
York?
Well,
from New York by train.
By train. Did you get to the train by yourself? Or?
I got to the train myself.
Self.
Yeah.
And then when you said nobody was there at the at the ship to vouch for you.
No.
Now, how did they then permit you?
Well, they kept me.
How long?
They kept me at Ellis Island, as you call it. I was there 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And when I finally heard from my sister.
Oh, I see. And then they let you
then
leave.
Then it was easy. But even as I came to her sister, she wasn't there.
Mm-hmm. But you were able to get, then, did someone take you to the train?
No. I followed the crowd, hoping.
And you found the train station?
Yeah, I found the train. I got on and I went. And I was just having, I just had one thing in my mind. If only I'd know somebody to talk to. There was a Spaniard there. He sort of pitied me. I always sat in the corner by myself. He started to speak to me, and I didn't understand his language, and I was scared. Maybe he's going to... So I didn't bother.
You sat all by yourself all the way?
I stayed all by myself. And when I finally came to the station here in Pittsburgh, there was nobody there.
So again you were?
Again I was all by myself. But I had the address of her sister-in-law. And when I came there and knocked on the door, she slammed the door in my face.
She didn't expect you?
She didn't know who I was. And there I was. And I told the cabin distinctly to wait. Had my baggage and everything. He waited. So I go back to the cabin. I don't know what to do, and I don't know where to go or what to say. So she opened the door again. She said, now I remember.
Who?
Yeah. So she let me come in, and I waited there for 2 hours till my sister came from East Pittsburgh.
Do you remember what objects or papers you brought from Europe with you?
Oh, God, I know. There was a mistake in the papers. I waited for 6 months until I got my visa, because whatever the setup is, I don't know what it was, that they mistook me for a boy.
They had the name incorrect.
They had the name incorrect, and when I came there, they didn't expect a girl, they expected a boy. I couldn't convince them and tell them they saw me that I was a girl. But they had to write back to the authorities to find out, so they kept me there.
Where was it?
Well, this I don't even remember where.
You waited 6 months, though, for your visa papers.
Yeah.
Well, what I was thinking of were personal objects. Do you recall bringing some personal objects with you, some mementos to bring along to this country?
Well, like I said, everything is gone. I don't have
You don't recall what papers, though, you did bring?
Well, I had my ticket.
That's
all
Did
I remember.
Did you bring pictures or
no?
Nothing like that. Is your name the same as it was in Europe?
Well, I married.
Well, I meant though that before you married, when you first came, did
well,
you
for,
change
for
your name?
For one thing, for one thing, my name is Bertha, B-E-R-T-A, but they added an H somewhere. I don't know who or how. So now I'm Bertha.
So from Bertha to Bertha. I see. And you don't know really why?
I don't know why.
Did the authorities do it when you...
No. Somebody at home. I think it's one of my brother-in-law.
Oh.
There's no such a name as Bertha. It's Bertha. So
you
named me Bertha, so I'm Bertha. And my maiden name is Pervin.
Oh.
So it's time for me to meet you.
Yeah, I don't want to talk on the tape, but my neighbor was a perv.
Yeah, he's. I have a cousin, an attorney.
Yeah, that's one.
Dave.
Yeah. Do you recall what impressed you first impressed you when you came to the United States? What your first impression of it was?
Now, I ask you after what I went through. When I came to, I don't remember, after Harbor, after we got off the ship, and you're going to collect your, that was in New York.
Yes, that's what I meant, right?
Yeah.
What was your
And I was sitting there. I came, but my baggage didn't come, and I couldn't go on further without the baggage.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a woman on the train with me, and she had a little girl, and I begged her. I says, I'm afraid to be left alone here. My baggage didn't come. She stayed overnight with me. And in the morning, the baggage still didn't come. And she had to leave, and there I was by myself.
Mm-hmm.
I had to wait till the next train for the baggage to come. And in the meantime, an officer came over, and he says, well, you can't just sit here alone. You want to go to a hotel. So he didn't speak English, you know, but mm-hmm. I had my gesticulation. So I said, yeah, that would be wonderful. I'd get some sleep. I was also scared. So you register my name, but you also register his name. And before I got in the room, he was there already.
So then what did you do?
I walked right out.
I see. So then where did you go?
I went back to the depot and I stayed till my baggage came.
Do you recall the impression of New York City? Or was it?
Didn't see much of it. Ellis Island.
But really, you went directly from
Yeah. The mattress, no mattress, just the spring.
Well, tell me this, when you came to Pittsburgh and you got off the train, what first impressed you?
Now, with all I went through at my age, what possibly impressed me? I was just dying to see somebody that would care about me. Where I sit or what I do, whether I eat, I hadn't eaten.
At all.
Because I was never on time with the girls. And they didn't talk to me and I didn't ask them. So they come back and marry and singing and carrying on. And I didn't have anything to eat because I didn't know when it was time. So, but when my sister came and she took me back to East Pittsburgh, things became a little bit more quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Pittsburgh at that time was a small town. And not too many people. And they introduced me to some of the neighbors and everything, got to talk to people. And I got me a job. My brother got me a job in the Westinghouse.
Oh, you went right to work at Westinghouse?
I went right to work.
What did you do at Westinghouse?
Winding coils for streetcars.
Metal coils?
Yeah.
And
I was saving money for a trip back home.
That was your desire to go?
That was my only desire.
So actually you went to work at the age of 12.
Yeah, I went. Well, by that time I was a little bit older, maybe 13, I don't know.
Could I go back to that first day in Pittsburgh, which wasn't a pleasant day, I realize, for you. But you went to your sister-in-law's home. Do you recall where she lived in Pittsburgh?
She lived on the... Oh, dear. She just passed away 3 years ago.
Was it in the Hill District?
No. She lived on the Main Street. Main Street, she wanted to be close to the Westinghouse.
Oh, this was also in East Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Oh, you went directly to East Pittsburgh then. Yeah. I see that.
And she met me at her sister-in-law's and took me back to East Pittsburgh.
Yeah. All right. What was disappointing to you in this first 5 years in this country?
Nothing was disappointing. Everything was fine. Except like I was like a fish out of water.
Mm-hmm.
My sister had her own interests.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted me to help in the house with the baby so that she could go out, and most of the time I was left alone. I didn't have any kind of a social life. I had an aunt in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
So every Sunday I used to go to Pittsburgh. She went to her folks. They lived on Van Bram Street. And I went to my aunt's, and she lived on the other end of town. And that's how I met my husband.
Oh, tell me how you met your husband.
Well, I was with my aunt.
Where did she live? You said the other end.
She lived in Pittsburgh. She lived on Bedford Avenue.
Oh, I see. Yeah. So she was in the Hill District.
Yeah, she was in the Hill District. See, it's a little different from Van Bram Street, which is off Forbes.
And then how did you meet your husband there?
And then this boy was going out. I don't know how I came to meet him. He met his mother came with him to my aunt, and he said he has a friend also from Pittsburgh. If you know how it is when you come from Pittsburgh and somebody else comes from Pittsburgh, you're anxious to introduce him. He says, I have a friend that came from Pittsburgh. I said, well, how nice. He says, next time I come, I'll bring him along. And so he did. And I said, yes, I come from Pittsburgh. He started asking me questions. And it turned out that he was my father's pupil.
He came from the same community?
The same community.
In Europe, in Russia.
In
Vinnytsia. Your husband.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't know him there.
I never met him, never saw him. A lot of the boys used to come for private tutoring to my father. Mm-hmm. He might have been in a house, and I don't remember, and I never knew him.
How many years was he older than you?
Well, he was 1 year old.
Oh, but you had never had an opportunity?
No. When we got to talking, and he was just flabbergasted. And he used to come to East Pittsburgh to see me. Well, we only went for a year, and we were married.
How old were you when you were
married? I was 15.
15, and, you were married 15, and then, what, do you remember what year that was?
Well, that takes me back. My first child was born in 17.
So you were married 19. Well, that you came at the age of 12 in 1913,
yeah.
So you married in 1916. And you had your first child in 1917. How many children do you have?
I have two girls.
Two girls. Yeah. I'm going to go back a little bit to some of these early years in the United States.
Is it 9:30?
Do you recall any time in that first 5 years that you felt unjustly treated as an immigrant?
No.
Never. There was no point where somebody...
No point. It was a peaceful life. There was no war. It was just a pleasure. Neighbors used to come and visit. And my brother-in-law organized the... Workman's Circle organization.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to go to meeting, and we met people, and we talked to people, most of in Russian. They didn't know English either. And it was just wonderful. It was so nice.
Were most of the people in the group also from East Pittsburgh, or were they from all over?
No, they were from all over other places, but they spoke Russian.
Mm-hmm. Where did they meet for the most part? In homes or at a...
Well, they used to come to visit, for sure. Mostly they came to our house. Well, we always had company here, because my brother-in-law was the kind that was a good mixer, what you call. And we always had people.
Well, so most of these meetings took place in a home?
First it was in a home, then we met the day. We rented a home.
Where was that located?
That was on the main street. That was
this
on Electric Avenue.
On Electric Avenue, East Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
After having lived in the United States 5 years, did you feel you had accomplished or would accomplish your goals for coming here?
Well, my life at first was just, I had a one-track mind. Save money to go back. I never indulged in anything. I didn't buy too much clothes. I was saving just to go back. And then the war broke out.
And you couldn't go back.
I couldn't go back. But when I married my husband, I had the baby that...
He sort of changed and helped you adjust to...
I gave all my love to my child, and that kept me busy, and that was it.
So you never did go back?
No.
Your first time in this in the Pittsburgh area. Can you tell me about that, hon? When you lived with your sister?
When I lived with my sister in East Pittsburgh.
Yes, and
but when
what
I married,
type of
I came
neighbor?
To Pittsburgh. It was very nice. Mm-hmm. And we had some lovely friends. Mm-hmm. Mr. and Mrs. Rosenfield. He's still living, but she's gone. Nice families, very nice educated.
Was it, did your sister own the house? Or
no, they rented it.
Was it a house or an apartment?
It was an apartment mm-hmm. house, yeah.
How long did you stay there?
Well, 4 years.
4 years. Did you stay until you were married?
And when I met my husband, I used to come to Pittsburgh every Sunday to his mother's.
I
and
see.
We stayed there all the time.
And where did they live?
They lived on, there is a little street off Center Avenue. Jesus Christ, my name escaped me.
But it was also on that same hill at this area.
Off Center Avenue. Yeah.
Now, you had told me before that when you came to East Pittsburgh, you went to work for Westinghouse, rolling coil.
Yeah, winding coils.
Winding coils. And did they train you for it? Or did you get
yeah, 2 weeks training.
2 weeks training.
Yeah, they took time to teach me what to do.
I see.
And I sat there and I wind coils and I counted my pennies.
Do you recall how much you earned?
Well, I was making $25 a week at the time. That was a lot of money.
Yes, it was.
It was piecework, and I worked.
Oh, I see. It was a piecework so that you could
yes,
pay for it.
As many coils as I make, and that's how much money I got.
I see.
And I was working for a cause, and you know when you have something in your mind, you work.
Do you recall how many hours a day you worked?
8.
8 hours. For how many days a week?
I worked, we worked a half a day Saturday.
So you
five
were five and a
half
days.
Yeah.
8 hours Monday through Friday?
Yeah.
And 4 hours?
4 hours,
on Saturday.
Yeah, yeah.
So you did work on Saturdays.
Yeah.
Did you work on Jewish holidays?
No.
How long?
We weren't very religious, but... Mm-hmm. Public opinion or something like that.
How many years did you work at Westinghouse?
4 years.
4 years. And did you belong to any trade union while you were employed?
No. I went to school.
You did go to school,
too? I sure did.
And where did you
go
to school?
I graduated night school.
Oh, and where? Where did you go?
In East Pittsburgh.
To their high school?
Yeah, to their school when I graduated. And I met my teacher, was the nicest. I wished I knew where she was today. She told me one day, I'll teach you the English, you teach me Russian. She was so anxious to learn. Uh-huh. And she invited me to her home for Sunday. Mm-hmm. And I'd have dinner with them, and then we would study. Mm-hmm. And it was just wonderful. Well, I could say those were the nicest years, because I married a very poor man. And things were rough all along.
Always.
Always. Always. He was a poor man always till he died.
Well, tell me this. After you were married, what did you work?
No.
You always...
I had a baby right away.
You stayed home.
I stayed home and took care of the baby. Mm-hmm. We lived in a miserable apartment on the third floor with rats.
Did you live in East Pittsburgh after you were married? Or
no.
In the city here?
In the city.
Do you recall where?
Yeah, I would live on Webster Avenue.
On Webster Avenue,
yeah.
On third floor.
Third floor.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have a job.
Oh.
And he learned how to hang paper, mm-hmm. seasonal work. He'd make a dollar here and there. And finally, he landed a steady job working for the Gouin Company. Hats and caps. They're not there now.
What
on Fifth Avenue.
Doing what?
Well, odd jobs until he got the experience.
Uh-huh.
He was strictly a hat man. He was a shipping clerk.
Uh-huh.
And little by little he was getting a raise and didn't cost too much to live on. So we already lived like decent people.
Well, then did he always stay at that company, Gorin?
Oh, yeah, he's been there all... once he got the job, he stayed.
Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to change subject a little bit about. Do you like music?
Well, I do and I don't.
Did you play any musical instruments?
No.
Did you go?
We started the balalaika, but I gave it up.
What was that?
A balalaika. Yeah. At home they played it, my brothers played it. But I gave that up.
Do you go to concerts in the opera here in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, well, not too much. I went to the movies. I didn't get to. Didn't go much of any place. There was no money.
Did you go to the Yiddish Theater?
Once in a great while.
Do you remember where it was located?
Yeah, it was on Center Avenue. There came a show from Pittsburgh, from New York, and I went to see it. I saw Sarah Bernhardt once. My brother took me to see Gilla Curtsy, Schnappen.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the things.
Were they plays or were they?
Well, they were concerts. Gilla Curtsy was a singer, and so was Schnappen. He was a singer. Those were concerts.
Oh, so you went to that?
My brother-in-law was musically inclined, like he liked music, and I used to go along.
How about lectures?
Well, with lectures, I go to lectures more now than I ever did my whole life.
But in those days you didn't?
No, not much.
How about the public library?
Oh, I was always there getting books, always reading.
Which one did you like to go to?
Well, I mean, as a matter of fact, from here, it was from Webster Avenue, you know, we had to go a long way, but they had books at the Irene Kaufman Settlement that I could borrow.
Oh, I see. So you
used their
library. I see. What newspapers, Pittsburgh newspapers, did you read?
Well, we always had the press.
But when you first came?
Yeah, the press. Yeah.
Do you remember any other newspaper?
Well, there were others. I don't
but you read them. The press?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was read the press.
When you came to the United States, did you think of yourself as a religious person?
No, never.
In any way?
No. I had a lot of Gentile girlfriends.
Here in the United States?
Here in the United States.
Or did you meet most of them at work or at school?
Well, both met them at work, and as long as there was somebody that would give me a little smile before I learned language, I was sold on that, and we made friends.
Mm-hmm.
We used to go to a show together, go to have lunch or something like that. But life was good then.
Those were the years you recall very happily. Did you observe the high holidays here or any other holidays?
Here?
Yeah, here in this country.
Yeah, and here we do. Ever since my daughter married at a late stage, and since my sister passed away, we were just two lonely people.
Mm-hmm. But in those days, I mean, when you first came,
did
you observe all the Jewish holidays?
Yeah.
So you really...
Especially the high holidays.
So you really... Did you find that you changed your religious practices in those first 5 years from the life you had led in York? More religious?
Well,
religious.
It was part life, and it was just being close with people, and that's what I loved most.
Mm-hmm.
And if they were religious, so was I.
Mm-hmm.
If they chose to go to a place, I went along.
So,
I didn't go along for the purpose. I mean, I had one girlfriend, which was a Catholic. She was my dearest friend.
Well,
I used to go to her people's homes, and...
Well, when you came to this country, though, did you find you were celebrating less of the holidays than in Europe, or more so?
No, more so.
More so
more
here
so.
Than
yeah,
in Europe.
Did
you attend the synagogue in Pittsburgh?
Occasionally, not always.
Do you recall the name of it? Was it here in Pittsburgh or in East Pittsburgh?
I went to East Pittsburgh, too, because the people my sister associated, some of them, they went, and I went along, but I just can't remember the name of East Pittsburgh.
Did you belong to or attend the synagogue here in Pittsburgh after you were married?
Yeah.
Which one?
Well, my father-in-law, my mother-in-law, they were religious people.
Uh-huh.
gates of Torah, that there's a little shul on the west. No, that's Bedford Avenue.
On Bedford. And what was the name of it, if you recall?
I know the their cemetery is Chofetz Chaim. That's where my husband's buried. That's all I know.
But that's the same congregation.
Yeah, the same congregation.
In your home, did you carry on observances?
No.
None.
No, we're not the pious kind of people.
I'm going to change the subject again.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you experience any change in health due to climate or food, the changes of these things when you first came to Pittsburgh? Did it affect your health in any way?
No.
You didn't find the
climate? I was always healthy and fat like a pig.
Where did you go for medical attention here in Pittsburgh during those first few years?
Where did I go? Mm-hmm. Once in a while. I remember being very sick during the flu epidemic, mm-hmm. and doctor came to the house, mm-hmm. and then I went to the hospital.
You recall Montefiore?
It was up in the hill. Mm-hmm. And, the old hospital.
You were actually hospitalized with a flu.
I was very sick.
Yeah. Other than, before that, had you had any
medical
condition?
No, outside of childbirth.
And where did you?
They were both born in McGee Hospital.
McGee Hospital.
Dr. Baroni.
But you don't ever recall going to any of the clinics or nothing?
My husband always wanted the best for me, and he wanted special good attention, but I never had the money to pay for it.
Well, I think that's true of all of us. Do you recall the first organizations you belonged to, Zionist groups? This is here in Pittsburgh. Zionist groups, or you mentioned the labor group.
Yeah, the Arbitering. Mm-hmm. Arbitering, yes.
Did you always maintain an interest in that?
Well, that goes again, it all depends who associated. I met them, Mrs. Leon, and she was a Zionist. Mm-hmm. And any time there was something going on in the Zion, I used to go with her to the Zion.
So you were active in that, too?
Yes, I was active in that, too. There was always tickets to sell and parties to go to. But I never stuck to one thing. Mm-hmm.
What was the name of the Zionist group? Do they have a specific name?
I don't know if they had a specific name or not. They did, I don't know. Mm-hmm.
And the synagogue you went to, actually then was Chofetz Chaim.
Chofetz Chaim.
Yeah. And you belonged to the Arbitering and the Zionist group.
I belonged to the Arbitering in Pittsburgh for one reason, that my husband's people lived right across the street in the Labor Lyceum, were just built.
It was
a brand new
Labor Lyceum, yeah.
Yeah. It was brand new then, and we used to meet there a lot.
Well, tell me about that building and what went on.
It was a beautiful building. Mm-hmm.
Was this also on Bedford? Or
no,
Center?
No.
What street was it on?
Miller.
Miller.
Miller Street. Miller.
Yeah. And what type of meetings did you attend in the Labor Lyceum?
Well, most of those people belonged to the Arbitering. I don't know what that organization there were there, but that's the one I mixed
mm-hmm.
with.
Mm-hmm. You mean other labor groups met?
There might have been. I don't know. I really don't know. Mm-hmm. I know I went to my room and I stayed there. I don't know what else went on.
Did you belong to organizations that gave to or set up for charity purposes?
No, I don't understand exactly.
Well, for instance, some of the organizations, they have push keys and order.
No,
none
I
of that
would.
Type.
No, my friend Sarah Zweig did that.
Where did you go to have a good time, with your husband or with your friends?
Like I said, my husband and I. We were so poor, we were like church mice
mm-hmm.
before he got himself a job. And after he did, we had bills to pay for years until we were in the clear. But we used to go to the movies, visit the family.
Mm-hmm.
They're all gone now.
Did you go places with other women? Any socializing
yes,
with other women?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. My husband used to come home very tired, and I'd leave him home with the baby and go. And later, he didn't like the idea of me leaving home, so he joined too.
Where did you go?
This was an old organization. It's called Beer Bajan.
How do you spell it?
And then you get that.
Okay,
use your own judgment.
Yeah, well, tell me about that org.
There was a small land in deep Russia. Jews are not very well liked. But there was one spot in Russia where the Jews were alive, and they gathered in this one spot.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody that wanted to come was welcome. They were alive then. They did in Israel at first. I don't know. It's just vanished. I belonged there. My husband belonged there. Some people thought it was a political. They thought
here in the United States, here in Pittsburgh.
No, that.
No, it was in.
Yeah, that was here in Pittsburgh. We used to meet. You know where Herman's Baker Shop is?
Yes.
Upstairs.
Oh yeah.
Years ago.
And then what was the purpose though?
We used to collect money and send to Beer Bajan.
Oh, in Russia.
In Russia.
Did you participate in any sports in those days?
Well, the only sport I know of was swimming. I don't know anything else.
Did you go swimming?
Yeah.
Where did you go swimming?
Oh, we used to go to different pools. I don't even remember the name. I wish they did. It's a way out. There's no pools so close.
There were none in the city proper.
Well, then later we always went to Shinley Park, and the pool there we swam.